The weather in late October and early November was above average. This made for some very enjoyable early autumn walks. But also this record-setting warmth has also caused another change. It kept the well-known Snake Road closed to car traffic past the original October 31st reopening date. And WSIU Radio recently went for a walk with Paul Badowski with the United States Forest Service. Back on September 1st, the U.S. Forest Service, which administers Snake Road and much of the surrounding area, closed the gravel lane to vehicle traffic. In the original news release, the Forest Service said the road would remain closed until October 31st. But then Mother Nature had other plans. The Illinois State Water Survey says that this past October was the seventh warmest on record. When November arrived last week, the warmth continued, with the Carbondale reporting station seeing 82 degrees on November the 1st. But of course, you probably didn't need to hear those official stats to tell you that early fall was mild.
We extended the closure till November 7th this year. It usually runs from September 1 to October 31, so a full 2 months.
That's federal wildlife biologist Paul Wadowski, who recently joined me for a walk at Snake Road.
Due to the warmer weather we've had here the past couple weeks and observed activity, herp activity on the road, we decided to keep it closed for another week.
And as I enjoyed the mild early November day, walking on a red and orange and gold and brown carpet of leaves, I was careful as I stepped. With the extra camouflage cover on the 2.5 mile road, I did not want to accidentally step on a venomous copperhead or cottonmouth or an endangered timber rattlesnake. And as we walked along, swatting mosquitoes that were also unfortunately still active, I was reminded that Snake Road is more than just reptiles. It's one small piece of a very unique ecosystem.
That is correct. This whole location is within the Shawnee National Forest, which basically lies from the Ohio to the Mississippi. And this specific area within the forest is in a management area that we consider or reference as natural areas. And this is the LaRue Pine Hills Research Natural Area. You know, this part of the country, geographically speaking, is kind of the melting pot of the floral and faunal kind of diversity, and everything kind of just, you know, over the course of millions of years kind of just came together. You know, the confluence of the two big rivers kind of area, and the Shawnee just happens to be, you know, a huge public swath of forest that's being managed to protect those ecosystems. And LaRue Pine Hills is kind of the epicenter within the Shawnee, even if you will.
This geographical epicenter is also managed for hunters.
The big hunting draw here would be waterfowl, and the season doesn't start until about mid-November or so. This year it starts on November 11th.
I stop looking down for snakes momentarily and gaze up at the huge limestone cliffs, which rise abruptly no more than 100 yards from the road we're walking on. And I ask,
how tall is that cliff, Paul, that I'm looking at?
You know, we were talking about that earlier. I'm not entirely sure, but I would guess upwards of 200-300 feet in some of the spots.
And it's this scenery also that draws people from all over.
Draws in a lot of folks for sure in the fall and the spring. I'm not surprised a lot of times to see a couple dozen vehicles parked here sometimes on these, the south and north end of this road closure. And it draws a lot of folks, and even up on top on the Pine Hills area with some of the vistas looking westward. Sometimes professors from out of state universities and stuff, put in permits to come here and bring classes.
As a part of his job, Wadowski gets quite a few phone calls from people from other states, not just in the Midwest.
Yeah, I got a phone call from a gentleman in Colorado. Him and some friends wanted to come over here and visit the world-renowned Snake Road, as he called it, and just wanted some general information on it and the do's and don'ts of the area before he made the however many thousand mile trek from Colorado eastward. So
that is good.
And that's common.
Managing the LaRue Natural Area requires a lot of careful, thoughtful planning to satisfy the interest of all the parties who enjoy using the public lands. But it's also important to remember that all of this careful management needs to have some built-in wiggle room, if you will, should the ultimate management agency, Mother Nature, decides to throw a curve, as we just saw last month.
This year, as far as I know, and again, I've not been on the Shawnee a really long time, but this year I think is the first time maybe that we've extended it beyond October 31.
The Forest Service has to think of the interest of both hunters and non-hunters. And Wadowski says the Forest Service has done this balancing act pretty well, despite the uncertainties of the weather.
Yeah, I think in my tenure here on the forest, I've heard nothing but good things. And I think that's been the course over quite some time since this road closure has been in place. Most people are pretty positive and appreciative of us closing it.
From Forest Service Road 345 in Union County, I'm Kevin Boucher.